WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome procrastinators. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up hacks to conquer that mountain of to-dos and finally get stuff done. I'm Laura Bennett, your resident productivity ninja, here to cut through the excuses and ignite that unstoppable drive within you. Now, let's be real, we've all been there. That feeling of staring blankly at a daunting task, your mind conjuring up a million reasons why it can wait just 5 more minutes, or maybe 5 more hours. Sound familiar? It's like our brains have this built-in procrastination protection system, but I'm here to tell you it's time to break free. Today, we're diving deep into the most common excuses for procrastination and equipping you with the arsenal to dismantle them one by one. First up, the classic, I don't have enough time. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a grocery store receipt and the clock is ticking faster than a hummingbird's wings? Well, guess what? You actually do have enough time. It's all about prioritizing and making strategic use of those precious minutes. Think of it like this. If you can spend an hour scrolling through social media, you can definitely carve out 30 minutes to tackle that important email or project. Next, we've got the it's just too overwhelming. This is a sneaky one, disguised as self-awareness, but often fueled by fear. That looming mountain of work can feel like climbing Everest in flip-flops. But here's the secret. Break it down. Divide that monstrous task into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like building a tower with Legos one brick at a time. You'll be surprised how much momentum you gain when you focus on conquering those mini goals. Then there's the I work better under pressure. Now I get it, some people thrive in those high-stakes situations. But let's be honest, living life on a constant deadline is exhausting and can seriously impact your well-being. Remember, consistency trumps bursts of frantic energy every time. By tackling tasks proactively, you'll not only reduce stress but also boost your overall productivity and creativity. And let's not forget the perfectionism trap. Ever found yourself agonizing over every detail, tweaking and revising endlessly? That pursuit of flawlessness can be a serious procrastination culprit. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Finally, we have the I'm just not feeling it today. This one's tricky because sometimes you genuinely need a break. But if you're not feeling it is more like a habit, try shifting your perspective. Focus on the sense of accomplishment you'll feel after completing that task, even if it feels small. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this big presentation due next week. Instead of letting those butterflies of anxiety take over, you break down the project into smaller chunks. Research, outline, draft, practice. You schedule specific time slots for each step, making sure to include breaks for those much-needed mental refreshers. You tackle one chunk at a time, celebrating each mini-victory along the way. By focusing on progress, not perfection, and remembering that done is better than perfect, you conquer the beast before you even realize it. And when you walk into that presentation room feeling confident and prepared, you'll be thanking yourself for ignoring those procrastination whispers. So there you have it, the most common excuses for procrastination exposed and ready to be conquered. Remember, it's not about becoming a superhuman productivity machine. It's about cultivating healthy habits, embracing progress over perfection, and remembering that you are capable of achieving amazing things. Ready to crush those procrastination demons? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and join us tomorrow for another dose of fired up hacks. We've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.